Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Top 100 in order.
That's good, right?
Yes.
It's good.
That's good. I like that one.
That's Chris Stapleton, of course. He's all over this top 100 list. And that's Parachute from his debut album, Traveler.
So what number is that?
That is number 68.
So you've done good. One out of 32. That's pretty good.
Well, that'd be number...
No, you've had 32 songs. I like that one.
No, that's at least number 33.
Is it 33?
Yeah.
So so your percentage just went down by arguing with me.
Well, you haven't heard any of the others. Why are you low energy today? I need more out of you. No, I'm serious.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What's up?
It's too hot.
Did you play golf today?
No, I haven't played golf. I haven't been out in the golf course for weeks.
Were you outdoors? I mean, I had a long day, too. It wasn't a bad day, but, you know, I get up before 6. I'm here at... I put in 8 hours and 15 minutes at another gig, and here I am. I mean, I'm bringing it. There's no excuse for
you.
You're
the man.
No, there's no excuse for you. No, you're the man.
You are the man.
I'm not asking.
You are the man.
Look at the
smile on your face just when I say that, because you love it.
I'm not asking
you, love
for you
it.
To tell me I'm the man. I'm asking you to do more on this show.
Okay, Jeff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you like to check in on the teams that I said would
very
good?
Much so, because that we have a little wager on one of them. So
that I said would be good against many odds. The first one, of course, is your Cleveland Browns. Man, heartbreakers. But I guess that's just what it is, right? It's just a team that has never experienced any kind of good vibes, good feelings, success, positivity.
You realize
good outlook. It, stuff goes like that. They get a kicked block 1 week, they miss two extra points the next, and suddenly you're looking 0-1-1.
They have 4-6 turnovers in their first game and still can't win at home.
Embarrassing.
Terrible. Yet tonight, somehow, in only the Cleveland Browns way, after three games, they could be .500. Now think about that for a second.
Is that 500? I think
three games. Only the Browns could figure out how in three games to be .500.
Yeah, you're right, because a tie is half of a win and half of a loss. So they'll really be 1.5.
Three games. Yeah, not 1-1 or 2-2. No, if they can somehow pull out to be .500, it takes them three games. Typical Cleveland Browns.
They're not gonna win tonight.
They're favored in that game
against the Jets. Is that in Cleveland? I assume
that's in Cleveland tonight.
A Thursday nighter. No one ever plays well on Thursday night. So
they got a chance.
We're expecting the Cleveland Browns to buck that trend.
They haven't won in over 630 days. They have not won a football game. That's almost 2 years since they've won a football game.
But do you understand that I thought Tyrod Taylor would be better?
Do you understand that I was trying to explain to you a month ago on this show that he's not going to be better? You were telling me that he's like a 10 to 15 top quarterback.
Yeah, right.
He's not.
He is.
He is not.
In Buffalo. He look. Take a breath.
You can look at stats and you can play
stats.
The stats. He's not a top 10 to 15 quarterback. Yeah, I don't think
Buffalo?
He is.
What's Buffalo this year?
Well, Buffalo's bad. There's no question.
Are they the worst team in the league?
Yeah, they're probably that's
either
probably
them or Arizona, right?
Yeah, Arizona looks god awful. So, I feel bad for David Johnson.
So what changed with Buffalo?
Everything.
What's the main change for Buffalo?
Well, it's obviously the quarterback.
Right. Who was their quarterback?
TT.
Tyrod Taylor, who dragged that moribund, sorry excuse of a franchise to the playoffs last year. While Cleveland was suiting up the likes of DeShone Kizer and Kevin Hogan or whoever else. Now do you understand?
Buffalo has more issues. It's not just Taylor. I mean, come on. They had a guy retire at halftime last week.
I get it.
So there's way more issues going on in Buffalo, obviously.
Back in 1997, a lot of people hoped you would retire at halftime. And hockey doesn't even have halftimes. That's how bad that was. Dreadful you were bringing.
I did see a guy, though, back in 1997. No, it was 96 because I got traded. It was my first game here. And we were playing Oklahoma City, who I got traded for. And we were up 2-0 with about 4 minutes left in the first period. They were way better than we were. And one of the guys takes a five-minute major, just starts beating up somebody. Takes a five-minute major. They scored three goals. We're down 3-2. We come into the locker room, and Wellesley picks up a full Dr. Pepper and walks in. I'm not going to say the guy's name.
Say it.
And he says, where is he?
Where's
and
who?
He was sitting,
where's who?
He was sitting there, and he rifled that right at his head and just missed him and waved him and kicked him out of the arena after the first period. Never seen that done ever. Ever in my life.
Really?
He was gone. He was before we went. He was out of the building and awesome. Waved after the first period.
I love it.
And I'm thinking to myself, where the hell am I? How did I get here?
Can we've discussed, I don't know, maybe like 4% seriously writing a book, your story, right? And after all these stories, obviously made up, but once we put them, once we put them in a book, it'll be marketable.
It'd be a must read.
Yeah, and when we do that, you're gonna have to tell us that guy's name.
That I will.
No one wants to say. Oh, I wonder who that could have been.
No, I at that time.
And the guys who like to fight at practice, you need to tell us.
I don't even think that guy that I'm talking about is allowed back in this country.
So he'll be fine.
As long as I don't leave,
right,
or get deported.
Exactly. Is there any danger of that? I
don't know. I don't think
so.
Oh, I still pay my taxes. Everything's. I think I'm okay.
We had a caller, John, a couple days ago, who said everything sucks. Everything sucked. Right. I don't know if you heard it. But
no, I didn't.
It was right after like Pastor Mike called, and he was calling out Pastor Mike, and he said, "Bob, you suck. Football sucks. The Raiders suck." And he called yesterday off the air, was wanting me to relay some information to my dad. And just unsolicited, he said, "Jason Duda, send his ass back to Canada." quote unquote.
Hey, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And he said he's not even a citizen of this country, which brings up the question, are you?
No, I'm not a citizen. I'm a legal alien.
A legal alien.
Good. And I've paid for that little card I have, trust me.
Would you like to become a citizen? Surely you know the ins and outs
of our... Well, now I understand I might be able to be a dual citizen. So if I could do that, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Of course.
Yeah, that would be a no-brainer.
I got to look
into it, but
You wouldn't denounce your Canadian citizenship.
No. And before... I don't know at all, and I'm kind of just off of what I was told years ago when I did this. They didn't have dual citizenship, wasn't available at that time. So if I was to be an American citizen, I'd give up my Canadian citizenship. And there's lots of other things that go along with that. I mean, going home and I have family and everything. And so it just this works out easier for me. Now, if I could become dual, then I would do that in a heartbeat.
I'll help you study for that test.
Well, I don't think there's a test.
Yeah, to become an American citizen.
There's a test?
Of course.
Then it's probably a good thing I didn't take it.
Well, no,
not good at tests. You know that.
I know, but this is stuff that after living in this country for over two decades, you should probably have down. Who's the current president?
Thank you for an easy one, Donald Trump.
Well, I'm glad you answered. Bears, they're 1-1, should be 2-0, right? The Browns and the Bears should both be 2-0. But that's the difference. Teams that should be 2-0 are 2-0.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That's just it. Green Bay should be 2-0. They got hosed, but then they come back.
They should be 0-2.
That's the thing. I mean, they very easily could be 0-2. They shouldn't have won that game against the Bears on Monday night. They shouldn't have won that first game. There's no way.
Sunday night game.
Or Sunday night game. They shouldn't have won that one. And then Minnesota gets that call on Clay Matthews, the roughing the passer call, which was god-awful. And then they end up tied and then missing field goals back and forth. So they should be 0-2.
How many kickers?
Really should be 2-0 if Clay Matthews, that penalty isn't called like that.
How many kickers in NFL history would have missed that kick?
I don't know, but you know, that's what...
Straight down the middle and like 35 yards or four, whatever.
You know, you can say what you want about kickers, but when it comes down to it, they're pretty important because that's a win or loss right there in one game. And these guys don't get paid a ton of money. You know, Dan Bailey leaves... Dallas didn't want him because they could get another kicker that was cheaper. But he's probably not near as good as Dan Bailey is. Dan Bailey's one of the top 2 or 3 percentage-wise field goal makers in the NFL. Now he's in Minnesota.
Now Dan Bailey's a Viking.
Good player.
Yeah, you know, as a kicker, you're going to find a job even if you don't have a job.
Unless you're a rookie that did what these kids did. Then they'll never have a job.
Zane Gonzalez might never kick in the league again.
I highly doubt.
The kid last year, Aguayo, he might be bumping around somewhere now, but that's
I don't think
your entire career by having a bad rookie season. Imagine if
bad game.
Yeah.
One game. As a kicker, and you can be gone. See you later.
Yeah, you have to be a proven guy. Dan Bailey will get plenty more chances, even if he continues to get cut, because he's a proven guy. He's done it before.
Very true.
Zane Gonzalez and the kid from Minnesota, I don't know his name off the top
of my head. Can't remember either.
Never. It's never going to happen for them. Especially as the Browns kicker. I mean, you want to talk about a stench on you.
Yeah, you're done.
The kicker who missed field goals, and you were the Browns kicker.
And you had a chance to actually win a game in 2 years.
Not good.
No, it's not. How about Cincinnati 2-0? Are they a contender?
No.
Like, or is that just...
Might be. Their offense is pretty good, but now Mixon is hurt, and they're turning back to Giovanni Bernard.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
He's okay.
He's not bad.
I'm surprised Giovanni Bernard hasn't been more of a guy in the league, because he came in as a pretty hot commodity.
He did. But then he was splitting time with Hill all the time, you know, and I think that hurts those guys too. I think
now Jeremy Hill's unhurt is not heard from anymore. He went to New England. I think he got hurt, and he's nothing.
He got hurt. Or did they cut him?
I think he got hurt.
Did he get hurt? I'm not sure. One or the other doesn't matter. He's never going to see the field there anyway.
Well, he might have
with White and Burkhead.
Yeah,
and Sonny Michel.
They need a LeGarrette Blunt type.
No, I don't think
tote the rock.
He wouldn't.
They say.
No way. Well, you never know. Belichick, one game, it's one of them, and the other one never doesn't see anything.
Hold on to your 2-0 teams. We got to talk to Chris Lamb on the other side of this break.
Okay, we'll pick this up later.
Yes, 2-0 teams. More teams that I stuck my neck out for. There's only one other, but they're not good. Let's take a break, though. We'll come back, talk to Wichita State volleyball coach Chris Lamb on the I Got It at Taz Locker Room Hotline. Stay with us. Jason Duda, Jeff Lutz, The Drive on KFH.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.